Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8.06 and it is Friday.
Party's here.
Oh. Woo! Yes, it is. Happening in Studio B.
Yeah, Studio B. He's got it going on in there. Cali. Going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
So we're about to attempt a contest. This should be super interesting. Nicole is going to get the phones, and she's never done a contest like this before. But she's so sturdy. She's such a capable person.
Smart.
Be nice to her, people.
Brave,
yeah, be nice to her. Yeah,
strong.
Oh, Nicole's got
beautiful.
She's
take your time.
Last
Nicole.
Of our winter interns training.
Bilingual.
Oh yeah, she's got it all.
You
bilingual.
Know what? She's great for like when I have to pull music. Oh. There's a lot of Spanish music nowadays, so yeah. I have her listen to it for me because
make
I'm
sure
like,
there's no swears.
Did that mean anything? That I shouldn't be.
So she's all don't air that.
And her dad Nick.
Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
All right, so here is what we're doing. We have a 4-pack of Rolling Stones tickets. This is like a Father's Day thing, although. You're free to give them to your dad or keep them for yourself, whatever you want to do with them. You are going to have to be a pretty major Rolling Stones fan to get this. We listened to these riffs a little earlier. We gave people a sneak peek of it. And it's tough. Let's right now go ahead and roll that before people start calling. Okay. Here's first listen. All right. There it is. Those five Rolling Stones songs, those five riffs, you got to name them in order. And the first person starting with caller number 9 to do so is going to win this 4-pack of tickets. So it's a fairly simple, straightforward contest. 800-400-3697, starting with caller number 9. I want to play it one more time. Go ahead. At this point, I have a question that I probably should have asked off the air.
What's that?
If someone is on the line and they're like, I need to hear it. I didn't hear it yet. Are we going to play? So that's
no.
it. All right. So if they haven't heard
it. All the songs right now. We can't keep playing it for everybody that is on the line.
That is true. I agree. Point, all right. Let's play. Then I'm playing it one more time then.
All right, this is it. This is it.
This is your last listen. Here it is. All right, here's another problem. My computer's down, so I don't know the names of the people. Just tell me which.
Oh,
okay, hold on. Bryn's going to help me.
Oh, it does look. It looks dim, huh? What happened over there?
It's just
off. What did you do over there?
I don't know. It probably
was on earlier.
I don't know.
It was totally on.
All right, here we go. Oh, perfect. So is Ron my caller number 9? Stacy is.
Lisa, she says, is the first person.
Okay,
up.
Lisa on line 8. Lisa, we're going to start with you. Good morning.
Hello,
Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Is that Lisa?
Hello?
Lisa?
Lisa, you sound very manly.
Lisa!
No, I don't think that's him. I'm going to move. I'm going to Ron. Ron?
Hi, yes.
Lisa?
Ron. No, it's no. We're looking for Ron now.
Is Ron on the phone?
This is going very smoothly. Hi, Ron.
How are you?
Great. Are you a big
Ron?
Rolling Stones fan?
Where's Lisa?
Oh, I'm a huge Rolling Stones fan.
All right. Oh, this is... Who cares? It's Friday.
It's fun. Who cares? Yeah. Does Ron have the answers for us?
Ron, I need you to... It's Ron. It's not Don. It's Ron. It's Ron. Okay. Ron. Oh, Jesus. Use that. Please do not die during this contest. We are definitely going to need you for this. All right,
okay.
Ron, tell me, in order, all five riffs we just heard.
Oh, gosh, I heard Start Me Up.
Well, you already didn't get them in order, so thank you for trying, Ron. Great work.
Put Lisa on.
No, now
yeah,
we're,
put
going,
Lisa on.
We're going to Stacy.
Oh,
all
God.
Right, Stacy. This will go
hi, guys.
Well.
Hi, Stacy. Oh,
Stacy
sounds confident,
you.
Calm. Are you a big Rolling Stones fan?
I am. I'm a little nervous, but I am a big fan.
All right,
don't
let's
be
hear
nervous.
If you can do this.
All right. So number one is Sympathy for the Devil.
Okay.
Number two is Let's Spend the Night Together.
Uh-huh. So far, so good.
Number three is Start Me Up.
Mm.
Number four is Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Yeah.
Oh, Stacy.
Here's the
and
hard
number
one.
Five is Tumbling Down.
Tumbling
oh, my
Down!
God! Stacy
oh,
did it!
You got it! Stop it!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Stacy!
Yes,
oh, my
Stacy.
God.
Stacy, you... Oh, my God. Oh, the place is going wild.
Oh,
this is
my
what
God.
Should have happened at the Warriors last night. All right, Stacy, congratulations. These are... I don't have the date on this. This is the rescheduled date for
you
August,
know,
correct?
I want to say it's August 18th. I'm sorry. I should have put it on there. I
we'll get that for you.
It's in August, though.
Stacy...
Whenever it is, I will be there.
It's a now, rescheduled
listen,
date.
Are you going to do your dad... Are you going to give these to your dad for Father's Day, or is this... You're going to use these for yourself?
I think I'm going to take my husband and our two girls.
Oh,
there
so
you
that's
go.
A nice Father's Day gift.
Way
there
to
you go,
Stace.
Fantastic. way to raise your kids right, too. Take them to see the Rolling Stones.
Wait, this is Stacy, right?
This is Stacy.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, it's very confusing.
Oh my God, is this Lisa? Did I just screw up?
No, this is Stacy. Congratulations, Stacy. I'm going to put you on hold. Nicole's going to get all your info, okay?
Thank you. Happy Father's Day.
Oh my God.
Happy Rolling Stones Friday.
That was funny.
Phew. I think that went very smoothly.
Yeah, it went great.
It is. So it's a rescheduled date. They were supposed to, you remember Mick had his issue.
His heart thing.
Uh-huh. And then, so the rescheduled date is Sunday, August 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Levi Stadium, Santa Clara.
Well, congratulations to Stacy. She's got the tickets. She's bringing the dad in her life. Dad to her two kids. Fantastic. All right. That felt good.
I liked it.
It's nice. All right. Today is Friday. That's when all the new music comes out. It's a very exciting morning. A week and a half from now on the Monday, we'll find out if any of these things charted. There's a new Bruce Springsteen record out today. This is his 19th album. We've already heard a couple songs off of this as they were sort of teasing it leading up to it. The record is called Western Stars. Did you happen to grab that, the title track?
I didn't, but I can.
Yeah, I want to hear that. They say that premiered last night at midnight. The album also includes Tucson Train, There Goes My Miracle. Hello Sunshine is one we've definitely heard, and
yes,
I think Tucson Train was the other one.
Hello Sunshine first.
All right. Hello Sunshine. There are people who are such huge Bruce Springsteen fans that he could probably gargle on tape and they would be into it. I'm sure there's a pretty big excitement factor for a brand new album from him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this will mean a huge tour because he's doing all that Broadway stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a solo record. There's no E Street Band. Yeah. I don't know if he'll wind up touring, but because he really doesn't need to.
Well, wouldn't you tour?
I don't know.
Yeah, you would.
I feel like if I didn't have to, I wouldn't.
Oh, a stadium full of people screaming your name the whole time for every song.
Oh, doesn't that just get so old, Vinny?
I don't know that it does. Mm. Plus, you get to be on this sound system that just...
Right. Towers above you.
Oh, my God.
It's just you and 70,000 of your closest friends. Okay, so that's Hello Sunshine. Let me hear the Western Stars title
Here's
track.
Here's Western Stars title track.
That's pretty. Is this whole record pretty mellow like this?
It is pretty mellow.
All right. What else? What was another one that you grabbed
for me? Tucson Train? You've
sure,
heard this before,
yeah,
I
we
think.
Heard this. I liked this one. All right, so there's a little taste in the new Bruce Springsteen. His 19th album, Western Stars, is what it's called. The Madonna record's out today. This is the Madame X thing. Mm. There was some controversy over some of the cover art, which was breasts.
Was the controversy of whether they were hers or not? Because that's the question you and I asked.
Well, they don't look like hers. I have seen her naked. But
Hers are spectacular, though.
Oh, fantastic. Better than the ones that are on the cover art. I think it's a cover for just artwork for one of the singles that's on there.
No.
I guess if I had, I'd know whose boobs
those are. I totally forgot
we
talked to her. Oh, that's how memorable that was.
Well, you know.
Weird that I had stuff to do, huh?
Yeah. So this is Madonna's 14th album.
It features
a couple songs we've heard already. Medellin, do you want to play a little clip of that? This is with Colombian singer Maluma. Do you understand all that, Nicole?
She's still talking to Lisa.
And then we heard another song called Crave.
That's correct, with Swae Lee.
That's all right. Funny.
Here it is.
I like that, okay.
Yeah, I like it too. You know, it's funny. When I leave the building, I go down Broadway and take a right onto. I leave on Battery and take a right onto Broadway. And mm-hmm. right there at the corner of Broadway and Sansom is a.
The worst curb. That curb around that turn
horrible.
Is unbelievable.
I'm with you. I've hit it 50 times.
Right.
And I even know it's there.
It extends out. It's
I know.
Like,
it's a projectile into the.
What'd you do that to us for?
I'm trying to take a right.
Why don't you just take a sledgehammer to my rim?
Right. Every day.
Over and over.
So when I make that turn, there's a huge Madame X billboard right there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Which is such an odd thing. I don't even think of her as someone who would do billboards, but there she is.
I never noticed. Mm. I'm usually skipping out the back end. Oh, no! I got the back rim again.
One more time.
Last curb.
All right, so she describes all the random identities of Madame X, secret agent, freedom fighter, prisoner, teacher. And what is another song? Is there a song called Madame X on here?
I'll check on that while I play I Rise.
I Rise.
So that's a negative. There's no Madame X
No Madame X
song.
On the actual thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear the verse on this. It's a different sound for her. I mean, I guess it's good.
In my own head, just roll with me for 1 second.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I had this thought process when it came up that Madonna was going to be doing a new album. And in my head, I thought, you know what she should do?
What's that?
The whole thing is retro and doing your old album in entirety. And she's got some huge old albums.
Oh, yes.
You know, I don't know the one where Borderline is.
The very first one,
Lucky Star.
Or Lucky Star. But to me,
love that record.
You take that out and you show that to the kids who are totally into the 80s to begin with.
Right.
And I bet you find a whole new audience that way.
Maybe.
And I'm sure as an artist, she's like, no, I don't go back.
I
go forward.
I need to
but
make new music.
Man, these songs were huge hits.
Try to understand. I'm giving all I can.
All I can.
Because you got the best of me.
All right, moving on. Bastille. This is their third album. It includes a song called Those Nights, which I guess was released as a single. It's called Doom Days. Bastille. Sounds uplifting.
Bastille's not just this dude. Oh,
I don't know because he's featured in something. They're saying their third album, so maybe.
I don't know. I'm not trying.
I don't either, but I want to say, didn't Bastille do he's a guest on
like a.
Isn't he on? I want.
He's on Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Yeah, and they just say that's with Bastille, so I don't know if the whole band is.
Got a very unique sound though.
Yeah. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier.
So I have 4 songs here. Which one do you want me? I can do the title track.
Yeah,
or
let's just start
them.
Let's start with Doom Days.
All right, here's Doom Day.
True.
All right, that's good.
That's good.
All right, so here it is. Bastille is a British band formed in 2010. The group began as a solo project for a guy named Dan.
Oh.
He's the vocalist.
So he's the voice of Bastille, and maybe that's why they just...
And
maybe
later expanded to bring in other people for performing purposes.
Look and see if the Marshmallow song features the whole band.
Oh, I'll do it.
Maybe that's why they say the guest is Bastille.
Well, it says Marshmallow and Bastille for the song.
Right, so it must be the whole band.
It has to be the whole band. It can't just be... Otherwise, it'd be Dan.
Yeah.
Marshmallow and
Dan. But,
Marshmallow
but he's,
featuring Dan.
It's like the guy who's God, now I can't
Hootie
think of
and the Blowfish?
No.
Adam Levine.
You guys' name is Hootie, right?
Right.
Oh, why can't I think of it right now? Kevin Parker is the name of the dude, and he does all of the stuff, but he can't do it all live.
Right.
So he brings I'll find it.
All right.
My bad.
What else is on this Bastille record?
Here is Joy.
Here.
This guy's good.
I can hear that on Alice.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's a good song.
Tame Impala's who I'm thinking of. It's just this one dude.
Oh.
He does all. You haven't?
No. Tame Impala?
Tame Impala.
Oh, yes, I have heard of Tame Impala.
I would think your brother.
Tame Impala, no.
Yeah, right. Would be all over Tame Impala.
Right, give me one more song off of this.
All right, here is Those Nights.
I like the Joy. Was that the name of the last one? Mm-hmm. I like that one. And I like that first one, too. The lyrics are great. All right, let's move on to the ex-ambassadors. What was the song you were telling me?
Renegades is the one.
Yeah, remember this one?
Or you might know this one as well. It's Unsteady.
Oh, yeah. So this guy, the lead singer's name is Sam Harris. His blind brother, Casey, plays keyboards in this band.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is their second album, Ex-Ambassadors. The name of the record is Orion. Give me a taste of this.
Here's Hold You Down.
That's good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
What's happening?
We're mashing up a song. All right, give me another one off of this.
Are you predicting a lawsuit or something? Is that what you're up to?
No, it just totally reminded me of that song.
Totally, and that's why I kind of left it.
Boom.
Oh.
Chloe! Oh, it was just a guess.
Did someone call for me? I'm here. My feet go boom, boom, boom. I'm here, everyone. Oh. This is my new theme song. I'm here. Boom, boom, boom. I love this.
Oh, man.
You're doing that. Stop it. I'm running now. I gotta get there fast. I'm skipping along. All right, we're ruining these people's song. All right. Let's move on. I want to get to, I have two more here that I want to do. The Chris Robinson Brotherhood. This is the brother of the dude. Wait a minute. Rich is the guitar player and Chris is the lead singer.
Chris is the singer of the Black Crowes.
So this is his new, not even new, that he's done this for a while. Mm-hmm. So the Black Crowes singer. I don't know why he's calling it the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. He kicked his brother out. Mm. This is their sixth album, Servants of the Sun.
I hate that these guys hate each other.
I know. Yeah. It's such a bummer.
It bums me out.
I hate
when brothers can't really get along. They really don't. It's not like it's a put on or any minute now they'll get back. They don't like each other.
Mm. And it's a bummer because, man, I loved those first couple Black Crowes records.
It bumps me out more than like the Gallagher brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
who cares about them? They're a couple pukes.
Exactly. And Vinny, is this guy local? Didn't we learn that
from
Alan?
I've heard that he lives around here. Yeah.
Chris does?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Here, Let It Fall.
You know, it's fine if you like the Grateful Dead.
Right.
I feel like that's a song that's going to go on for about 25 minutes.
That's what he's into. He's into jamming.
Yeah. All right, and now we're going to skip to the last one here. Lucas Nelson. This is Willie Nelson's son, Lucas Nelson, and Promises of the Real. His music is a little more rock than country, and I love the title of this record. It's called Turn Off the News, Build a Garden. More cowbell. All right, I've heard enough of that. Right. Well, there you go, guys. There's some of the new music.
It's so disappointing.
That's out today. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
More dad stuff as we head into Father's Day weekend.
Perfect.
And more.
Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans.
Your way.
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's... Thank you so much. Here's what's happening. I wanted to start... Let me get this opened. With this story out of Half Moon Bay.
Okay.
You may have heard this on the news. It's been on KCBS as well. That's our sister station.
Right on the other side of that wall.
I have news colleagues over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you knock on that wall, they're there.
They're like, stop knocking on our wall. We're on the air. Right.
The Half Moon Bay Ritz-Carlton has come to a settlement.
Oh.
What?
They'd been... and look, I don't know exactly what they've been doing to keep people from using the beach in front of their place.
Armed guards.
No, not armed guards, but coastal regulators came to... Actually, at first you read the story and it's coastal regulators slapped a huge fine on the resort. And then the resort, as you read down the article, the resort's like, we've been working on a settlement. Yeah. We've finally reached it and we're going to pay $1.6
billion. $1.6
billion? No, sorry, million.
Oh, my, I was like, holy
with
crap.
A B?
No,
with an M. That is a humongous settlement.
The Ritz-Carlton in Half Moon Bay is going to pay a $1.6 million fine.
Oh, that's nothing. Chump change. Mm-hmm.
For blocking public access to the local beach and for not allowing people to park the way they'd agreed to when the permits were issued.
Isn't it gated out there by the main drag?
I've never been to the Ritz-Carlton. My girlfriend keeps inviting me, but I'm just like, oh my God, it's so expensive.
I've been there a few times, and it's a really neat location. It's out there, though, so it's not like, you know, when you read that story, you think, oh, that's awful. But people aren't showing up to that spot with their beach chair and their radio and going, I'm going to go lay down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's out there. It's not a...
It's
widely traveled spot.
It's not like it's surrounded by homes where people are like, why can't I get on
right.
my beach?
But it's also beautiful, and I do think people will use it if now they know they can.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? It's a beautiful... We have gorgeous coastline here from all the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's the deal. They're going to pay that fine, and there is some parking set aside underground. That was one of the other things they said... They were supposed to put in parking spots for the public to use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the valet started using them, I'm sure, because they sat empty.
Right. Yeah.
And then once people started showing up going, where can we park? They're like, no, there's no. That's ours. We use those. That's. Mm.
Yeah, you can't park here. Those are valet spots.
So there are going to be new signs directing people to the 25 spaces in the hotel garage available for public parking.
Oh,
they say,
that's it, 25?
Well, like I said, I don't think this is going to be a widely used summer spot.
It is
now. I just don't. But maybe it will be. Who
maybe
knows?
Just this summer. People will be all pissed off and want to go there.
Maybe. Maybe.
And when they can't park, they'll turn around and go to
Well, they'll
beach.
Drive 92. You know, 92 in particular, it's you find yourself behind trash trucks a lot because there's a dump out there. So you are motoring along, and then you go to make this right turn, and passing are these trucks, and you're like, oh no, I'm gonna be behind. And yeah, you're gonna be behind them, and you're gonna do 10 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. It's whatever.
The way it is.
I mean, 17's no better. Plenty right. of traffic on that road too. But
try to look around and enjoy the scenery.
I guess.
Because you're stuck.
Right. So anyway, the Ritz-Carlton's gonna pay a fine.
And you can go there, and there's 25 underground spots. That's nice, too. Like an underground spot when you're spending a day at the beach.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sweet. Get back in your nice, cool car.
Right.
Hasn't been cooking.
Yep. The Warriors didn't win last night.
Oh, I'm so sorry about it.
We already talked about this.
It's bad news. Sorry about it, you guys. But your city's still beautiful. We had a good time. We had a good time here. Thanks for hosting us so generously.
According to this story, a lot of us have punched somebody in the face.
Oh.
I wouldn't have expected that.
I slap people in the face, but not punch.
You have?
Sure, of course.
Of course?
Yeah, you never slapped anyone in the face?
Well,
maybe you haven't. Usually, you must have slapped someone in the face. I've slapped plenty of people. Sometimes people need a bitch slap.
Punched? Yeah, I've done that a few times.
You've slapped plenty. Name one person you've slapped.
I've slapped my sister-in-law in the face. And she slapped me back.
Debbie, is that true? What? Yeah. Get over here. Yeah. What was the... What were you going to get out of Humans Mike? Get over there. What was the situation?
We were just having fun.
What?
I go, slap me in the face as hard as you can.
We were in Costa Rica.
We'd been drinking.
Let
We'd
her tell drinking. The story, yeah. would you?
Pull it right to your mouth.
Yeah, it was... I think we were just... It was kind of like if you're going to do... If you're going to slap somebody, slap them. And somebody hit another girl. I'm like, oh no, come on, girl.
Do it right.
Like, if you're going to do it. And so then Sarah and I were like this. Whack!
Yeah, we gave each other good slaps on the face.
Oh my.
Yeah.
I know, it was weird. Fun. Why did we do that? It was fun.
I don't know, it's weird and fun.
But I've slapped my brother, my sister.
You slapped your brother in the face?
Sure. I mean, I must have. I can't remember a specific time, but I used to hit that kid all the time. I would wail on him. Actually, I don't think I ever did it with a closed hand, though. Punched in the face? Have you ever punched someone in the face?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, who was it?
Well, do you want me to name people on the list?
Yeah.
And people I don't even know the names of.
You punched total strangers in the face?
You've never been in a fight with somebody that wasn't a friend?
I've never been in a fight with anyone that came to blows. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You've punched people in the face?
Yeah,
that's probably, what maybe, a physical fight is.
Yeah, probably not more than a half a dozen, you know.
Oh, well, oh, really? Yeah. Only six or so?
Yeah.
Only just six closed hand punches in the face. Wow, that's, mm-hmm. Nope, never did it.
Hey, have you, I just was reminded, so have you guys talked about the Alaska trip yet?
Yeah, of course.
And was it good?
They had a great time.
Did you love it?
Yeah, it was epic.
So you'll go back like next week, no problem, you'd love it.
I would 100% go back.
You would?
100%.
Even during rainy season?
It wasn't rainy. It wasn't raining. It was only the very last day we had rain, which worked out great. Otherwise, it was gorgeous.
It seemed like it was raining every day. I looked at my app.
No,
it was like rain.
No,
well, Big John was fishing, I assume. What did you do?
The girls, we went hiking. We liked it. It's just amazing, beautiful, hard 8 and 9 mile hikes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who carried the 12er?
Yeah.
No,
I know it does.
No. You didn't drink a 12 or a beer?
Oh, my gosh. No, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was a suitcase, an 18er?
No.
No, 24.
Wow. It just had a bottle of vodka.
Much lighter. Get the work done better.
Actually, I think gin was the drink of choice up there. They said that they went into some distillery.
Juniper gin. Yeah. Amazing. Oh. Yeah, we brought 2 bottles back.
50% of Americans say they've been in a physical fight, according to a new survey. I feel like that's high. I just don't think
62?
50%.
50%. I mean, I've been in a physical fight. I just can't. I don't think I've ever punched anyone in the face.
I don't think it's
fighting with your brother and sister. I don't think.
No, that does. Well, I mean, I've definitely fought Jan. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like full on fist fight.
When you're just pounding on someone, though, they're not really fighting back. That doesn't seem like the same
thing. That's you picking on your little brother before he's big enough to get you back.
As soon as he got, for one time, he got me down, I'm like, go ahead, punch me. Thinking in my head, please don't punch me.
You're not going to punch me, right?
That was the last time I ever challenged him.
So he punched you?
No, God, no. Kidding me? Of course not. Please. Kidding me? He knew. He knew.
He knew what?
It was the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
Because
mentally, I had it all over him, yeah. Torture those two.
So you don't anymore?
Oh, no. No, we're in great terms now because he can beat me.
No, I mean mentally you don't have it all over
him
anymore?
Oh, sure. No, I can torture him mentally if I wanted to. I'm not such a nice person, though, that I would never do that. Right, Debbie?
Yeah.
Yep.
She could.
Yeah.
She could what?
She can torture him mentally, for sure.
Like nobody else can.
Has she done it recently?
No. Have I?
No, I mean, you can get in his head. He's like the kind that like churns things over.
Oh, my God. So wait. So do you guys have pillow talk where you're like, listen, honey, and you have to pump him up to get him ready to deal with his sister the next day?
That's coffee time. That's coffee time.
Oh, that's coffee time.
Or just talk him off a ledge from what Sarah said the day before. Whatever.
Oh, stop it.
You
Me and John have a great relationship.
Why do you pick on your brother and sister
I don't pick on
them. No, they have a great relationship.
We do.
Sure. But you're like.
Very deep love.
Dude, you're a grown man. Man, snap out of it.
And then you
secretly,
punch him in the face.
Maybe sometimes. No.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, right?
I thought
we were just on a total even keel.
You totally are. I'm giving you a hard time. Mm. You totally are. Oh, no. He loves you. He adores you.
Yeah. I love him too.
Your relationship is the best.
Is it too much though? Like, is she just too much?
The she shack's gonna be
even,
icy
even
today.
The daughter is laughing because she knows it's true. She's Sarah's too, and Sarah's too much, huh? Yeah. See,
I'm in his head. Who me? I'm crazy. No, your dad's crazy, right? That's what you're saying. Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh.
Who's crazier, your dad or your auntie Sarah? Different kinds of crazy.
I'm zero kind of crazy. My brother's the crazy one in the family.
A 6-year-old in Daytona Beach named Eva Chapman recently found out one of her classmates wasn't getting enough to eat at home.
Oh. Mm.
Her school has free hot lunches for kids who can't pay, but with summer coming, Eva was extremely worried about
her friend.
How would they eat? So back in April, she told her mom she wanted to have a food drive and collect jars of peanut butter and jelly for them. It's one of her favorites.
Well, it is delicious.
In less than 2 months, she's already collected 2,000 jars from as far away as Canada.
Oh, that's so nice.
We're sending them back, Canada. Keep them.
Well, you should take them.
No.
It sounds like these kids are hungry, eh?
Anyway, it's inspired others.
Don't be a bad sport.
I need to be.
No.
It's inspired other people to do good, too. Eva's principal says parents, students, and other schools in the area have started their own summer food drives, all because of her story.
That's great.
So Eva Chapman, way to kick butt. That's awesome, huh?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Kids care.
I like stories like that, you know? Someone who just like sees the world around them and says, I can do something to fix that. Kids are great.
Yeah, I agree. A new survey asked, looked at the most common practical skills we learned from our dad. Here's five of them.
Okay.
How to cook dinner or grill meat.
Oh, no, I don't learn that from my dad.
How to put up a tent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess so. My dad.
How to tie a necktie.
Oh, yeah. I learned that from my dad,
For sure, yeah.
How to hang a picture so it's level and won't fall.
Oh, no, I never bothered with that.
How to build a fire.
No.
I don't think so.
All right.
Well, did you learn any of those from your dad?
No.
No. Bren, did you learn any of those from your dad? I thought it was going to be like how to hammer a nail in straight.
Yeah, probably the...
How to drive a car,
hang
maybe.
The picture.
Oh, yeah,
drive
a car.
Save for your retirement.
I forgot the other ones.
You're good at hanging pictures?
Yeah, I'm decent at that. You know, I hang a lot of TVs and stuff like that. Yeah. So.
Oh, like measuring the whole room and getting the whole thing squared? Is that
get the you, level
yeah,
out.
Finding the stud and all that.
They have those laser levels now that are awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Christina's really good at that stuff. Mm. She has. I mean, it takes her a long time. She'll like get everything in a corner and then leave for 2 months. Then she'll get back to it when she has a second. And then she'll put up 4 pictures. They're all spaced just the right amount.
Nice.
They're all centered.
It's an art.
It's
Well, in those 2 months, she's visualizing.
Yes. Maybe.
How does she want to do
board,
it?
Visual board. Right. Yeah, what's going to happen.
She's on her dream board.
Or uh-huh. she's seeing if someone were around here would step up and do this.
Yeah, she wouldn't be happy with the job you did, though.
I know she would not.
Right. So you're right to not do it for
not
her.
Not to mention I wouldn't want to anyway.
Right. Mm. Oh, I don't think so either.
Fact. Yeah.
Is yeah. that where that's going?
I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Don't do it.
Tell Vinny he's thinking about Tame Impala. Yeah, that's the.
It's
I
not
found it.
Tane and Paul?
No.
He knew he was thinking about them.
There's just a few of those types. The guy that can do it all himself, but then right. he realizes he can't do
he
it
can't
all himself.
He can't tour it, right. Unless he wants to just play tapes and right. stand out front and sing.
Or Ed
right.
Sheeran, the thing.
Oh, yeah. Ed Sheeran does that whole loop pedal. That's awesome.
But that's his little thing.
Right.
Like that, you'd actually be taking his little thing if you took that.
He tours that around. He can go by all by himself. That's amazing.
That was a.
He's so talented.
That was a real honor to see that. I'm not a. Sure, I'm a fan, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yet, watching him be all alone and just sort of backstage, super humbly hanging and with his little guitar.
Like a total dork, too. Yeah. Just like, hey, guys.
And then he runs out there, like, all by himself, and he's got his little foot thing, and he just starts jamming.
Starts
and you
doing
go,
it. Starts laying
crap.
Down all the loops. You're like, I cannot believe I'm watching this get built right in front of me. Yeah. This is incredible. Yeah, he was fascinating to watch perform live. Mm-hmm. Whether you love all his songs or not, you're just like, whoa, that just happened.
408 says, Bruce on KLLC. I love it.
The boss.
That's who you were talking yes. about when you said, oh, there are people. There's
the guy. He's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I got to go get that record today.
You guys are cracking me up. What true professionals. They're breaking our eggs about the contest, oh. which wasn't our fault. We blame it on Nikki.
Yeah,
completely.
Totally. That was totally Nikki's fault. Oh no, it's Debbie. She's hiding her
By
head
the way,
in shame.
People are saying Debbie sounds amazing. She sounds delightful. And they said something about her sounding like the mom from The Incredibles.
Oh. Do you is know, that Holly do you know? Hunter who plays the mom from The Incredibles?
That's right. Yeah.
Is that a compliment? Or
yeah.
Insult?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
No. You've got to be more flexible.
Oh. I was listening to yesterday's podcast, and I've also thought I could have lived in my minivan if I was suddenly homeless. And I'm a chick, so I agree with Vinny. Not a weird thought.
Yeah.
Minivans
are great.
I'm not saying it's where I want to live. I'm saying if you're driving, like, let's say there's some way I'm cut off from being able to drive home.
Uh-huh.
And I'm stuck in the city.
Yeah.
I'm stuck, man. I got my van. I can, if I had to, I can keep it parked right downstairs.
Sure.
Go on a little adventure to find a blankie and a pillow.
Mm.
And I'd be able to come to work the next day, no problem. I'd
right.
be smelly.
We don't care. As long
but
as you're
I'd
here.
Be able to get here because I had the van and that's all.
Yeah. You mean the minivan, I think is what you
whatever
mean.
Whatever you need to say to make
minivan.
Me feel bad
to,
about myself.
I'm just trying to give people an accurate description of what's happening here.
My
you own a minivan.
Is, I, for some reason, I minded, like, I told you this. I would watch those Bear Grylls.
Oh, I love those.
That
right.
TV show.
Man versus Wild.
And I'm mm-hmm. sitting there like, oh, my God, I need a knife. And I need
the guts
waterproof
to eat a spider.
Matches. And I need, and I start to think, like, I should have this stuff.
You should.
Just in case a boulder rolls in front of my car
you
one
should go
day,
to those earthquake preparedness
stuck
centers.
In the woods.
They'll send you, they'll sell you a go pack.
I
it has like 3,000 calorie bars, all kinds of water.
You can
There's
get
a
those
little...
at the hardware store.
Sure.
Osh, Ace, whatever it is.
Right.
$100
well,
bucks, you get
about.
A whole
yeah.
little
and
pack.
Then boom. I think it has waterproof matches, has everything you need.
Well, I don't watch a show anymore because that's the problem. I get all hyped up like I'm ready for it. Next thing you know, I'm walking around in hiking boots. Like, what's wrong with me? I'm a DJ.
Who might have to go on a hike and light a campfire.
I don't need hiking boots.
Sure you do.
I don't.
Everybody needs hiking boots.
Anyway, back after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.